Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT in Galesburg, and by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Got the pregame show. Eric Gibson with Streaks assistant head coach Jackie Howard. This interview brought to you by the attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Well, Coach, tough one the other night on Thursday. Quite the heartbreaker. You end up fouling all the seniors out and four total foul outs, and then the last shot comes to a sophomore. So what's kind of, looking back at that game, what was the demeanor of the team afterwards?
Obviously they were pretty bummed out about it, because, I mean, it was definitely a game that we felt like when we went into it, we played with a lot of energy, which was great. And obviously they really wanted to win the game, and they fought hard till the end, and, you know, I was very proud of Paige to be able to, you know, step up in that position and take that shot, because, you know what, there's probably some kids that wouldn't want to do that, you know, and you know, it's funny, because I swear the ball went in the hoop and then popped right back out. I thought it was going, but, I think they were definitely upset, because that was a game that we thought, it's amazing as how, poorly we really shot, you know, that we were, you know, still in the game, and it was, a hard-fought battle. Obviously, we would have liked to came out on the other side, but we were very happy with how hard their effort and everything like that. So,
well, Coach, moving past that game now, you finished the regular season up with two real tough 4A opponents. First this afternoon against the Trevians of New Trier and then Moline. Let's first look at New Trier. This is a team that pretty much had their way with the Streaks last year at Thiel in Galesburg, but new system, and we've seen that the girls have been able to respond in a lot of different to a lot of different challenges this year and come back. What exactly are you guys expecting from New Trier?
We obviously know they're a very talented team. You know, they're big. Just watching the sophomores, they're very physical and things like that. I think we just got to make sure. Long bus ride, we gotta get through that. We're here, hopefully we can come out with a lot of energy and maybe surprise them with some things, and really turn the game into an up and down game, because I do know that they have significant height, so we need to make sure that we're still able to get on the offensive and defensive rebounds, even though with their height, and then just get it and go, up and down the court.
Well, as far as the height issue, obviously we've seen that at different times during the season, and the running attack that you guys are pushing has kind of nullified the height of other teams, unless they have very athletic big men or big girls. What would be the main game plan to take them out? Are you going to try to run a bunch of double teams down into the post, or is it going to be still just try to keep the ball out of the hands by trapping?
I mean, same game plan. I mean, we're not going to change much of what we do. I mean, we may do different pressure-wise, just to try to catch them off guard. But, mostly we'll probably just continue with the same thing we do. The main thing, in terms of rebounding, we just got to have to make sure that we make contact, because although they are bigger than us, as long as we're making contact, we should be able to get some over-the-back calls, which is obviously in our favor. And then just to get it out and, get it and go, and maybe have some point guard to the floor passes, and just up and down. But yeah, I mean we'll go about it same game plan as much, but just in terms of switching up some pressure here and there.
What time do all the girls have to be at the bus today?
Well, we had it a little easier than the boys, so we left at 8:15.
Well, get everybody up and moving. Everybody's shooting right now. We're at halftime of the sophomore game. Any injuries other than obviously Sadie's day-to-day, Bailey's out?
Yeah, no, those are really the only two. I mean, besides Mild, we've had ankle injuries and things like that, but, they're still able to play. But, Bailey's still out, and then Sadie's. We're still battling that, so.
Is Sadie going to give it a go today, or are you guys going to hold her back?
To be honest with you, Coach Mastin, I haven't talked about it today. We've talked a little bit about it this week. It's just a tough situation because, you know, I mean, she has troubles, you know, just even sitting down, you know, and just, I mean, it's just really hard. So it's like, man, you throw her out there to the wolves, you know, and stuff. So I don't know. Well, we've been keeping in contact and just kind of taking it day by day and seeing how she's feeling. But Monday she said it felt probably the best that it has. But it really has. It's been, you know, kind of a downhill slope from there. So hopefully we can get her just some more rest, and, you know, hopefully we can get her back in by regionals.
That is Streaks assistant coach Jackie Howard here on the pregame. We'll take a timeout and come back with more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Diversity is a big part of the world that we share.
Each and every one of us is different and unique in our own right.
But this season, more than ever,
we have one thing in common.
The flu.
The seasonal flu and the new H1N1 flu
is affecting people across all types of communities.
But with your help,
you can prevent spreading the flu this season.
Flu prevention is as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Clean, wash your hands frequently to prevent the spread of germs. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue or your sleeve, not your hand. And contain your germs, and stay home if you are sick.
A little can go a long way. You can protect your community,
your family, and friends.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Protect the ones you love.
Don't get the flu. Don't spread the flu. Get vaccinated.
This message brought to you by the Illinois Department of Public Health and your local health department.
Back here at Neutrier High School, Winnetka, Illinois, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Galesburg High softball girls lost by a final of 41-32. Galesburg High boys victorious this morning at the United Center. They defeated Blue Island Eisenhower 52-42. The 17-11 streaks getting ready to take on the 23-3 eighth-ranked Neutrier Trevians. Coming up next, we'll wrap up the pregame brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a new baby in the family, and life insurance should be utmost on your mind. Pratty Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, has a great life insurance plan that is designed specifically for children. It's term life insurance to age 25, and is convertible at that time to cash building whole life insurance. You can pay in one reasonable guaranteed single premium. Makes a great gift from proud grandparents, too. Call Pratty Insurance about life insurance for children from Pekin Insurance.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish.
Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of Collision.
Live coverage of GHS girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service at 929 North Henderson Street, where they're collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. Cloudy skies today, near steady temperature around 30, clouds continuing tonight, low dropping to 18, clouds again tomorrow, high 29, and a chance of snow after midnight tomorrow night, low around 20. 30 right now at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burr, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
The Knox College Athletic Hall of Fame, and in 2009 was named by the National High School Coaches Association as Girls Basketball Coach of the Year. His career record stands at 710 wins and 256 losses. Coach Massey, on behalf of the Nutria Girls Basketball Program and our community, it is our pleasure to welcome you and your team to Nutria for the final game of this series. And we congratulate you on your historic 700 win and your national recognition. Ladies and gentlemen, Coach Evan Massey, Galesburg High School.
Very nice presentation to Coach Massey, just a lot like what we did the other night at John Field Gymnasium. Actually, the athletic director here at New Trier, familiar to many Galesburg area people, Randy Oberham, too, was the former athletic director at Knox College. Now our national anthem from New Trier High School.
Remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem.
Well, for all the nice amenities here, not the best of PA systems. Let's send it back to our PA announcer, Scott, for our starting lineups.
A senior number 5, Maddie Boyer. For New Trier, at guard, a senior number 10, Molly Quirk. For Galesburg, a junior number 10, Ty Peachy. For New Trier, at guard, a senior number 21, Amy Hart. For Galesburg, a senior number 12, Sarah Baker. For the Trevians, a junior number 24, Haley Campbell. For Galesburg, a junior number 14, Jessica Howard. For the Trevians, a sophomore number 25, Maggie Lyon. For Galesburg, a senior number 44, Shelby Pacheco. And for the Trevians, a junior number 30, Abby Schmidt. Galesburg is coached by Evan Massey. The Trevians are coached by Terry Rogers, assisted by Larry Grody and Erica Ike.
All right, there you have our starting lineups for this afternoon's contest between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the New Trier Trevians. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along on WGIL and WGIL.com. You may have also heard another name familiar. We talked about Randy Oberimpf being the athletic director here, overseeing, I believe, three other athletic directors, as well as 150 coaches here in the New Trier system, and also Haley Campbell, one of the starters for New Trier, the daughter of former Silver Streak Mike Campbell, 1976 graduate, played on that 76 team that got down to the Elite Eight in Champaign, also played for Northwestern University. Also saw former Galesburg High boys coach Jeff Falk in the building here this afternoon. So ready for hopefully a good battle and very good New Trier team, 23-3, ranked number 8 in Class 4A. Streaks in their road black, trimmed in white and silver. New Trier in their home white, trimmed in navy blue. In the center circle for the Streaks, Sarah Baker at 5'9", and for New Trier, Abby Schmidt at 6'. Tip is tied up. And I guess you have to jump it up again because yeah. There has been no possession arrow as of yet. So this time it'll be Jessica Howard and, Molly Quirk who got tied up. And this is, I guess, about the only situation where you actually have a jump ball other than the opening tip.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I think that's the first time I've seen it since that rule.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
So the tip won by New Trier this time. Long down court pass goes to the left wing to Amy Hart. Tried to get it across to the right side, and the ball falls out of bounds as Quirk tried to run it down. Couldn't get to it, and the Streaks get it on a New Trier turnover just underway.
Well, good job by the Streaks right there. Able to jump out in their defense and pressure the first pass away right from the Trevian guards.
This is Jessica Howard on the left wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Gives to Maddie Boyer. Now it's Ty Peachy. Travel with the ball. I didn't think they were going to call that. She took a little step there before she put it on the floor. Late whistle. And the teams exchange turnovers. 7:33 to play first quarter. No score.
Well, again, one of the issues we've talked about at times this year is the Streaks taking advantage of turnovers from the other team. Again, right there, they just traded turnovers. So not where you want to be in that situation.
Nice look underneath. But the ball got loose from Schmidt. Now it's back out high to Quirk. Quirk dribbles to the free throw line. Nice look underneath to Abby Schmidt. Gets it up off the glass and in. Schmidt averaging 17.7 points per game for New Trier. Quickly back the other way. Three-pointer. Jessica Howard right baseline is good. And the Streaks with a 3-2 lead just like that. 7:07 to play and a quick timeout by Terry Rogers. Said, hey, we talked about this. That's what they do. And
well,
it happened.
Yeah, and Coach Rogers talked with me before the game during that interview. Tom, and one of the things she said is, we don't know how we're going to handle it. We're going to come out, see what Galesburg does maybe for the first couple quarters, and hopefully adjust it at halftime. Obviously, right there, she saw from the get-go, she saw her team almost turn it over twice. They were able to recover the one and get it inside to Schmidt for the two, but then they give up the three to Jess, and Jess is definitely one of the people that they want to highlight and try and keep the ball away from her.
And this is one of those teams for the Streaks that they're tough to guard. They've got girls, the two shortest girls on the floor, 5'9", and they're all pretty athletic. This is Quirk on the left baseline, drives in, knocked away by Jamie Johnson, who's in now for the Streaks. Now back to Quirk, knocked away again. Quirk lost a handle on it. It's going to go to the Galesburg Silver Streaks as Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, Katerina Mangieri, Paige Klink, and Mickey Rodriguez check in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Well, and Quirk had some words for the officials there. She thought she was bumped when she lost the handle on that basketball, but as Jackie Howard said before the game, they're expecting a physical game from this Trevian team, so hopefully the Streaks are able to play right with them.
Paige Klink, right wing, tried to get to Mickey Rodriguez out high, tipped away and stolen by Maggie Lyon. Lyon with a nice spin move into the paint, tried the reverse layup, couldn't hit. Quirk down with the offensive rebound and putback for New Trier. Make it 4-3 Trevians. Left wing, Katerina Mangieri between the circles. Jamie Johnson out high right side to Paige Klink. Man-to-man defense from the Trevians. This is Paige out between the circles, looks over the defense. Now gets to the right wing to Mickey Rodriguez, knocked away by Quirk. Streaks will have it back on the far sideline. Back in for Galesburg, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, and Sarah Baker. 6:22 to play first quarter, 4-3 New Trier.
One thing we're going to see, obviously, in the early going is the Trevians are going to push their defense out as far as the Streaks are wanting to play offense. So the Streaks are going to have to do a better job of back cutting and being smarter about the passes because they're taking away a lot of the passing lanes, even far out from the basket.
Top of the key, Shelby Pacheco, right wing to Ty Peachy. Tried to find Sarah Baker on the give and go, couldn't get it to her. Now a long three from Jessica Howard out high, bounces off, no good. Rebound tipped out by Sarah Baker, but brought down by Schmidt for New Trier. She gives way to Lyon. Now it comes to Quirk in the backcourt, back to Lyon. She gets across midcourt left side, goes down to the left baseline to Haley Campbell. She'll fire the three-pointer and got it. The 5'10 junior nails the three and make it 7-3 New Trier. Sarah Baker, top of the key, goes to the left baseline to Maddie Boyer, brings it back out to the wing, and gives to Sarah Baker out high left side, now to Ty Peachy between the circles. Now back to Sarah Baker, dribbles right down the right side of the lane, up off the glass and got it.
Good job by Sarah, nice cut. They were able to find her for the easy layup.
This New Trier team shoots 36% from behind the arc. They've taken 286 on the year, now 287. Shot on the block, no good by Schmidt. Rebound Shelby Pacheco. Got an elbow into Schmidt and put her on the floor and got the outlet pass to Ty Peachy. Ty brings it down, spins into the paint, and, yeah, there was a bump. She actually ran into the New Trier player, lost her balance, fell back. The travel was called.
Yeah, just aggressive play right there, but Ty's got to do a better job of keeping her feet right there so that she doesn't get called for that travel.
Jamie Johnson, Paige Klink, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, and Sarah Nelson in for the Streaks. New Trier breaks the full court pressure. Shot on the left block from Amy Hart up off the glass and good. Hart with her first basket and make a 9-5 New Trier. Jamie Johnson, top of the key, runs down the right side of the lane. The runner is up off the glass
good.
And got it.
Good play right there by Jamie. Aggressive move, and they're going to have to be able to get some of those layups to fall in this game because it's obvious the Trevians are going to try to take away the three.
Quirk runs it down the right side. Nice pass to the left block. Goes to Schmidt. She lays it up and good. And it's 11-7 New Trier. Quickly back the other way. Megan Young, left wing, fires a three. It's off the mark. And the rebound comes down. Saved in by Paige Klink. Now it's Mickey Rodriguez. Right wing, fires a three. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes out long, and it's run down by Schmidt. Now this is Lyon with it. Long down court pass to Quirk. Runs it down right side. Nice pass to the left block to Hart. Gets it up off the glass and in. Her second basket. Make it 13-7 New Trier. New Trier not shy about wanting to run the court here with the Streaks this afternoon. Mickey Rodriguez, three-pointer, left baseline up, off the back iron, no good. Rebound down to Lyon for New Trier. Lyon on the run, on the dribble, two-on-one break. Nice pass to the right baseline to Campbell. She'll fire the 17-footer and got it. She's two for two, a three and a two, and Streaks head coach Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout. 4:09 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 15-7 at New Trier. Thanks to Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan for providing our transportation to all Streaks Road basketball games. Nice drive up this morning in the 2010 Nissan Xterra. Now, this is the original off-road SUV. It's great fun to drive on the road as well. You get out there on the interstate, you never know you're driving an SUV. Real rugged looks, a smooth ride, and got a whole bunch of unique features. One of the nice things, you know, in town when it was kind of snowy, shift on the fly 4x4, so I had it in four-wheel drive on the in town before we left. It's when we got up here on the highway, no snow, so click it back, a locking differential, 5,000-pound towing capacity, 1.9% financing for 60 months, and you can test drive one today at Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Streaks with the ball, Jessica Howard, right wing, in there with Ty Peachy, Sarah Baker, Katerina Mangieri, and Shelby Pacheco. Jess, right wing, fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Liz Petty, who is in for New Trier. Petty, a 5'11 guard.
Jess has had some good looks at the basket, just unable to hit the last two, even though she's gotten squared up.
This is Lane Teska on the 15-footer, left wing, no good, gets her own rebound. Now it's Haley Campbell, or rather Maggie Lyon with it, left baseline, gives way to Teska. Teska brings out, gives to Quirk out between the circles, back to the left baseline to Lyon, fires an 18-footer, can't hit, and the rebound's going to go off the hands. Oh, I thought it went off Katerina Mangieri. No, I think the other official can overrule it.
And yeah, I think he's going to correct the call right here. Yeah, he will, and it's going to be a team rebound for the Trevians.
So the ball went off of Katerina Mangieri last, but it's going to go back. It is going to go back to New Trier. Inbounding will be Maggie Lyon on the right baseline. For the Streaks, Jamie Johnson, Jennifer Markley in for the first time, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, and Maddie Boyer. Or rather, that was Petty. Can't hit the short shot. Rebound coming back. Maddie Boyer. Boyer across midcourt, right side. Stops out of the key. Tried to get it over to the right wing to Mickey Rodriguez. Pass knocked away with 3:07 to play in the first quarter. Streaks trail 15-7.
What an advantage to have a 6-foot point guard.
Wow.
She can see over the top of the defense. She's making some terrific passes and just has done a nice job on the break as well.
Mickey Rodriguez drives baseline and gets tied up in between a couple of tall timbers there. It was Maggie Lyon at 6'1", and also Liz Petty at 5'11". Possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Back in for Galesburg, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Katerina Mangieri, Shelby Pacheco, and Sarah Baker. In for New Trier for the first time, Jessica Blackwell, a 6-foot sophomore. They just keep bringing them taller off the bench.
Yeah, and it's something that's difficult for the Streaks to combat as well.
You can't really coach height. Three-pointer from Ty Peachy. Banked it in from the top of the key. We'll take him anyway we can get him. I think I heard her say class. Make it 15-10, New Trier, 2:43 to play here in the first quarter. Right wing, this is Teska with it. Top of the key to Quirk, left baseline. It goes to Hart, can't hit the shot. Rebound comes out long on the right side to Teska. Now this is Quirk with it, knocked away by Shelby Pacheco. Quirk gets it back, goes to the free throw line to Blackwell. Blackwell passes left baseline. This is Petty, drives in, 15-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound to Sarah Baker for the streaks, outlet to Ty Peachy. Ty lost a handle on it, gets it back to Sarah. She'll bring it across midcourt. Now long downcourt pass to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Jess back to Sarah Baker, top of the key, fake, stops. Nice look underneath Shelby Pacheco, up off the glass and got it. That was a beautiful feed, top of the key from Sarah Baker to Shelby Pacheco.
She definitely threaded the needle with it, two or three Trevians down in that area, and she was able to get through it to all of them, and great position by Shelby Pacheco.
Now a tie-up down on the baseline as a pass went down to the feet of Jessica Blackwell, and Sarah Baker and Ty Peachy got there to tie it up. New Trier will get it back. Yep. 1:52 to play first quarter, 15-12 New Trier.
The Streaks better realize right here, it's the Trevians' ball. All Streaks are playing as if they're playing offense on this, and luckily the new shift comes in and they're on top of it.
Jamie Johnson, Maddie Boyer, Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez, and Jessica Lieber check in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 15-12, the new Trier lead, 1:52 to play first quarter. And it comes to Teska out high left side, left baseline. It goes to Lyon, fires a left-handed three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes out way long into the backcourt, run down by Teska. Now she's trapped looking for help and tried to throw it off the leg of Maddie Boyer, that they're going to say she stepped out of bounds before she threw the pass, and the Streaks get it back on the new Trier turnover.
Well, good job right there by the Streaks to force her into that trap along the sideline as she was able to run down that offensive rebound.
Nikki Rodriguez, three-pointer right wing is good. First basket of the day for Mickey and the Streaks with three three-pointers, and we're tied at 15. Quickly back the other way, Nutrier on the run. Pass to Teska, drives down the left side of the lane, knocked away by Jamie Johnson. Ball goes to the floor, a tie-up. And actually, they're going to say Jamie was actually out of bounds with it by the time she got her tied up, so Nutrier will have it on the left baseline. Nice job of hustling back by the Streaks. It looked like Nutrier had an easy two-on-one or three-on-one break, and the Streaks did a good job defending it.
Yeah, they're going to have to make sure they keep getting back, too, because as I talked to Coach, they like to push the tempo, and that's one thing. They're not going to wait back.
Amy Hart with a runner in the paint gets it up and good, and she's got 6 points, make it 17-15, and a warning.
Delay
game warning. I think it was
It looks
was
like
Petty.
They're talking to Petty.
Yeah, she knocked the ball out by the wall. There's a lot of distance between the end line and the walls here at New Trier, and she had, after the ball game came through the basket, she knocked it backwards, so a warning. So if it happens again, it'll be a technical. Jessica Lieber gives to Megan Young on the right block, can't get it up and in, off the glass, no good, and the rebound comes down to New Trier. This is Petty with it across midcourt left side, and she traveled with it. Tried to get it. Wow, she's going to get a technical if she's not careful. The official was just about ready to call it because she threw the ball up in the air and yelled something. It was an obvious travel, and the official was just about ready to call it, but didn't make the call.
Well, and Coach Rogers is all over it right here. She's going to bring in Haley Campbell here at the next possession for her, I think, because she's showing a lot of frustration on that floor, and you're right, that could result in a technical.
Jessica Howard, three right baseline is short. Rebound comes down to Lyon for New Trier. Lyon on the dribble. Gets it across. Nice downcourt pass to Petty. Nice Petty. A nice look to the left side. It goes to Blackwell. She gets it up off the glass and in, and she is fouled. So Blackwell with her first basket. And the foul goes against Shelby Pacheco. Yeah. And that's actually the first foul called in the basketball game with 49.2 left in the first quarter. Slight change from Thursday night.
Yeah. Thursday night we would have had about 11 by now.
Yeah, there would still be about 6 minutes left in the quarter. Blackwell at the free throw line trying to convert the three-point play and does. So she gets her first three and make it 20-15 New Trier, 49.2 to play in the quarter.
Well, the Streaks have been able to draw this one even, but now push it right back up to a five-point lead.
Ty Peachy, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, Maddie Boyer for the Streaks. This is Sarah Baker between the circles. Left wing, it goes to Ty Peachy. Ty looks over the defense, and her pass stolen away. Tried to get to the top of the key. Lyon runs it down right side. Nice crossover. Puts it up with a left hand and in. What a nice move by Maggie Lyon at 6'1", just a sophomore. Great ball handler and a great move that time. Sarah Baker down the left side of the lane. Kicks out to Maddie Boyer. Three from the left wing is an air ball. And Sarah Baker saves the rebound into Ty Peachy. Now Jessica Howard out high right side. Right baseline to Sarah Baker. Now Ty Peachy, top of the key on the dribble. Brings it back to the right wing. Gives to Jessica Howard. Right baseline three-pointer was blocked by Hart. And the rebound comes down. This is Hart running down the left side. Stops, pops from 10 on the left baseline and got it. Amy Hart with 8 points for New Trier as the first quarter comes to an end. And New Trier goes on a little run after we were tied at 15. They go on a 9-point run, and after one, it's New Trier 24, Galesburg 15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24-7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT in Galesburg, and by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
WGIL congratulates Jenny Hyman of Galesburg, who won $100 by wearing the new red WGIL button. Congratulations. Oh, really? From Galesburg Radio 14.
Really?
Come on. Cut back.
Back here at New Trier High School, as New Trier steals the inbound on the as the Streaks inbounded it to start the second quarter, and it was a steal by Molly Quirk. She ran it down, laid it up off the glass, make it 26-15, and Evan Massey immediately calls a 30-second timeout after the Streaks turn it over on the inbound. And just those kind of unforced errors you don't want.
No, and you can't have that if you're going to try to stick with this team. This team is one of those teams, as we saw, it kind of reminds me a little bit of that Springfield team we saw earlier in the year. A very athletic team, quick, can run, but also can shoot pretty good percentage. And we've seen they've drained most of the shots where they haven't had a hand in the face. So the Streaks are going to really have to get back on defense and get up and pressure the shooters before they can get the shot up.
7:51 to play in the half. Streaks trail 26-15. It's Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, and Sarah Baker for the Streaks. Inbound comes to Ty right of the center circle. New Trier still playing that man-to-man defense. They're quick and long. Shelby Pacheco in the right corner, gives to Sarah Baker out high right side. Back to Jessica Howard, right baseline. She'll fire the three, bounces off short. Rebound comes down off the hands of Ty Peachy on the weak side. It was Schmidt that got it and gives way to Hart. Hart with it. Now to Lyons, right baseline to Quirk. Nice look underneath to Schmidt. Lays it up, couldn't hit it, got her own rebound. Knocked away by Sarah Baker, but Schmidt got it back. Now top of the key, this is Lyons. Three-pointer with the left hand is up and good for Maggie Lyons. She's got five, make a 29-15 New Trier.
Well, just in a hurry here, the Streaks have fallen out of this one. 14-0 run right now.
Nice backdoor look from Sarah Baker, top of the key to Shelby Pacheco down on the block on the right side. She got it up and in. And now on the inbound play, New Trier turns it over. I didn't see exactly what happened. I thought Shelby Pacheco initially knocked it away, but I think it went back off one of the New Trier players, so the Streaks get it back on their own right baseline.
The Streaks just have to keep rotating the ball around. We've seen them get some open looks. They're just not hitting at this point. Hopefully, eventually, they'll start falling.
In for Galesburg, Jamie Johnson to Katarina Mangieri. In with Shelby Pacheco, Ty Peachy, and Jessica Howard. Swing pass to Jess, left baseline. Now out high left side, Katarina Mangieri gives to Jamie Johnson, top of the key, left wing. Jessica Howard, top of the key, it's Ty Peachy. Now gets to Jamie Johnson on the left wing. Jamie puts on the floor, picks up and gets to Ty out between the circles. Now New Trier in a 2-3 zone. They're just really spreading the floor on it. Katarina Mangieri with it out high left side. Swings it to Jess Howard, right wing. Got the three away and got it. That's the way you beat the zone. You got to make sure you get those quick passes. Get the zone to shift one way. You get it back the other way. She got the open look. Make it 29-20.
Well, after making her first, she had missed five in a row before hitting that one. So Jess hopefully starting to feel it again.
Quirk gets to Schmidt running down the lane left side. Missed it again, but got her own rebound again. Puts it up, can't hit, but a foul is going to be called. I believe Jamie Johnson's going to get this one. If so, that'll be her first and the second foul of the basketball game. Does go against Jamie, and going to the free throw line will be Abby Schmidt, a 6-foot junior. Schmidt on the year is averaging 17.7 points per game. And let's see, do we have a free throw percentage? She's actually 75% from the line for and shoots 59 from the field. Well, we see where she gets most of her shots. That's understandable.
Yeah, and Coach Rogers told me she's talked to her about playing at the next level, But unfortunately, a little undersized for a post player. So she said she's been working on some outside game as well, but we've seen her primarily in the post.
Paige Klink on the dribble. She's in for the Streaks with Sarah Baker, Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez, and Maddie Boyer. This is Sarah Baker with it now out right of the center circle. Now steps in the circle and gets to Paige Klink right of the circle. Paige looks over the defense, working against Schmidt, dribbles left, now picks up, gives to Maddie Boyer out high on the left side. Now it's Sarah Baker to Paige Klink, right wing. On the block, tried to get to Megan Young, knocked away from behind by Lane Teska, who is in for New Trier. Coming back in for the Streaks, Katarina Mangieri, Shelby Pacheco, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, and Jamie Johnson. 5:40 to play first half. Streaks trail 29-20. Katarina Mangieri inbound from the right baseline. Out it comes between the circles. Jessica Howard drives to the right side and tried to get to Jamie Johnson on the right wing. She had to save it back in. Now Ty Peachy has it right at the center circle. Ty on the dribble against the 2-3 zone. Dribbles right. Now gets to Jamie between the circles. Her pass knocked away, but Katarina Mangieri runs it down. On the left wing, gets to Jessica Howard. Left baseline, fires a three, and airballed that one right on target, just a little bit long. Rebound comes down to Katarina Mangieri. Now Jess from out by the volleyball spike line can't hit. Rebound comes down to Petty for New Trier. Petty on the run left side. Gives to Quirk running the floor. Laid it up left side. Got it up and in. And I believe Jamie Johnson's going to pick up another one. Molly Quirk with the two. And it does go against Jamie Johnson. That's her second foul. 13 foul on the Streaks. By the way, Schmidt had missed both free throws. And now Quirk goes to the line with a chance at the three-point play. And Myra Diggins will check in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Sophomore replacing Shelby Pacheco. 5:09 to play first half. 31-20 New Trier.
Well, that kind of tells us that Sadie must still really be hurting if Diggins is getting in this early in the game.
Free throw up and good for Quirk. She's got seven. Make it 32-20. Ty Peachy on the run right side, top of the key to Jamie Johnson. Jamie looks over the defense, dribbles left, stops at the left elbow, and gives to Jessica Howard out high left side, brings it out, and gives to Ty Peachy out near center court on the right side. Ty on the dribble, goes to the right wing, now drives to the baseline, and gets bumped, and that's going to go against Lane Teska.
First foul of the game called on the Trevians.
So Teska with an, I'm not sure that was much of a foul, honestly.
4:53 left to go in the first half, and we finally have a foul called.
In for the Streaks, Jessica Lieber, Megan Young, Maddie Boyer, Sarah Baker, and Mickey Rodriguez. Maddie Boyer inbound from the right baseline, looking for help, gets it out between the circles to Jessica Lieber. Jessica dribbles right, gives to Sarah Baker for top of the key. Now it's Maddie Boyer, left wing, left baseline to Mickey Rodriguez. Swings it to Sarah Baker at the free throw line, back to Maddie, left wing. Her shot is blocked by Lyons, and Lyons going to bring it down herself. One-on-two break, get it up off the glass. No, but she's fouled, reaching in. I believe it was Maddie Boyer that's going to be called for the foul. Boy, what an athletic play by Maggie Lyon. Once again, a 6'1 sophomore guard, blocked the three-pointer, but didn't slap it out of bounds like you see in the boys' games. Blocked it straight up, went up, grabbed the rebound, took it all the way down herself.
Well, and Maddie didn't have much of a shot there. No. I mean, I don't even think Maggie Lyon had to even jump for that one.
Yeah.
But I found a good article in the local newspaper in which Maggie Lyon talked about the fact that, you know, she needs, as part of her game, to learn how to slow down a little bit. She tends to push it a lot and has gotten herself into some predicaments, but so far she seemed to control the game pretty well.
She's got 7 points as she makes both free throws and make it 34-20. New Trier. Now a steal by Lyon again. Now a nice look underneath to Schmidt on the right side. Stops, lays it up off the glass. Good. Schmidt with six, make it 36-20. Quickly back the other way, Mickey Rodriguez, right wing to Sarah Baker out high, right side, drives down the right side of the lane, kicks back out to Mickey, now to Jessica Lieber between the circles. Jessica dribbles right, picks up and gets to Sarah Baker between the circles, now left wing to Maddie Boyer. Maddie dribbles right, gets a pick from Sarah, drives into the paint, got the shot up, but she was fouled. Nice job being aggressive. Really didn't have a whole lot of chance to get that shot up, but she did a good job of drawing the contact on Schmidt.
Well, as we've seen throughout her career, Maddie Boyer does not shy away from contact. And she took it right in amongst the trees there to try to get it up, and she was able to draw the foul.
So Maddie to the free throw line with two shots. First foul on Schmidt, second team foul on New Trier. First free throw up and good. First point of the game for Maddie. 4:07 to play. First half, Streaks trail 36-21. Back in, Myra Diggins, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, and Jamie Johnson as Katarina Mangieri waits to replace Maddie Boyer. Second shot away is good. And they get 36-22. And Katarina Mangieri checks in as the Streaks will pick up with full court pressure. Time Myra Diggins up playing the point. Myra very athletic for the Streaks. And it comes to Schmidt. Now goes back to Lyon, and she'll stop and get it across midcourt right side to Teska. Now goes to the left baseline. This is Hart, 15-footer up, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Laura Martirana. She can't hit the shot, and the Streaks have it. Jamie Johnson with the rebound. Long down court pass, Katerina Mangieri overthrown. Cat can't run it down, and the Streaks turn it over with 3:46 to play.
Well, I'll tell you what, it looked like Myra doesn't really know where she's supposed to be on the floor on that press, because she kind of man-to-manned it and ended up running back down the wrong way down the floor, so she's going to come out right here.
And now a long down court pass goes off the glass on the other end, and the Streaks are going to get it and bring it back the other way. Length of the court. That was the strangest thing I've ever seen. They tried for the touchdown pass, and it hit the floor. Somebody tapped it as it came off the floor. Is that what happened?
No, it hit off the backboard, and then Matarana tapped it.
So the Streaks get it back on a really strange play. Ty Peachy between the circles. She's in there with Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, and kicks right baseline to Maddie Boyer. Out to the wing, now penetrates, gets a runner up, no good. Shelby Pacheco, weep side rebound, up off the glass and got it.
Job by Shelby, getting great position underneath for when that board came off by Maddie.
Two-on-one break for New Trier, kicked away by Sarah Baker. Nice job, as it was Hart trying to get the pass across to Schmidt. As Katerina Mangieri, Jamie Johnson, and Mickey Rodriguez check in for the Streaks, they'll be in there along with Maddie Boyer and Shelby Pacheco with 3:16 to play in the first half. Streaks trail 36-24. Line to inbound into Schmidt, knocked away from behind by Shelby Pacheco. You had mentioned in the pregame, we didn't get it on the air, but one of the girls from New Trier going to Duke, not as a basketball
Molly
player.
Quirk is Molly going Quirk. To Duke as a lacrosse player.
That's a tough sport.
Yeah.
I can see it in her out here on the basketball court too. Nice look from Lyon inside to Schmidt. Turnaround is up and good. Great ball movement by New Trier.
And great drop step by Schmidt.
And make it 38-24 New Trier. Jamie Johnson between the circles with it. Dribbles left, stops to the left elbow, picks up and gives to Katerina Mangieri, top of the key. Cap dribbles left, picks up and gives to Maddie Boyer, right of the center circle. Now back to Jamie Johnson, top of the key, dribbles right down the right side of the lane, kicks out to Cap. She'll fire the three from the right side, high off the back iron and hit the supports over the top. And New Trier will bring it the length of the court as Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker check back in. And they'll be on the floor with, let's see, Streaks only have four out there.
Yeah, they need to get one more out
okay,
there.
Okay, Jamie Johnson still comes back out. So there will be, Jamie will stay on, as does Mickey Rodriguez. So 2:45 to play in the half. Streaks trail 38-24. Inbound comes to Quirk. Now this is Haley Campbell with it across midcourt. Goes to the right wing, gets to Quirk out high right side. Swing to the left baseline to Brianna Berceau. Air ball, rebound comes down to Ty Peachy. Ty on the run with it, brings it across right down the right side of the lane. Got the shot up off the glass and good. Some contact too. What a nice move by Ty Peachy.
Yeah, good take, good strong take by Ty right there.
And make it 38-26. This is Quirk across midcourt left side on the dribble. Now between the circles, drives into the paint. Nice look underneath. Wide open was Blackwell. She lays it up and in.
Well, and that's the tough thing when they're reversing it. They being the Trevians are reversing it fast enough to get those openings.
Long three-pointer left wing for Mickey Rodriguez. No good. Rebound comes down to Ty Peachy on the weak side. Now it's Mickey out high right side. Picks up and gets to Ty on the right wing. She'll stop and fire a three, and it's partially blocked. Hit the front of the iron, though, and the rebound comes down to Berceau for New Trier. Now it's Quirk across midcourt, right of the center circle, gives to the left baseline to Petty. Petty, 15-footer up and no good. Rebound on the weak side, run down by Sarah Baker. Sarah across midcourt left side, lost a handle on it, picks it up and gives to Ty Peachy between the circles. Now left wing, it's Mickey Rodriguez. She'll stop and fire the three off the back iron. No, right on target, a little bit long, and the rebound comes out long to Quirk for New Trier. Quirk on the run, now gets to Blackwell on the backcourt, gets it across to Campbell. Campbell on high left side, left baseline to Petty. Nice look underneath to Blackwell, can't hit the easy shot. Jamie Johnson may have gotten a hand on it. Sarah Baker with a rebound and gives to Ty Peachy. Ty gives to Jessica Howard. Long three-pointer right wing. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes out long to Sarah Baker, and Sarah gets knocked to the floor. Yeah, foul's going to go against Blackwell for New Trier. And there's some bodies out there dragging at this point on both sides.
Yeah, and it's a major hits happening here within the last couple minutes, and no fouls being called, or very few fouls being called, so let's see what happens here. But the Streaks need to just keep getting their shots. Eventually, hopefully, they'll be able to hit a couple of these. They've had some open looks and have done a good job getting inside. They just haven't hit the shots when they've had them.
In for the Streaks, Paige Klink, Shelby Pacheco, Maddie Boyer, Kateria Mangieri, Sarah Baker stays on the floor. And Sarah's one of them looks a little bit winded at this point. I think she had extra time out there this time around. The inbound pass went off the bottom of the glass, and New Trier able to come up with a steal. This is Campbell. Now gets to Quirk. She'll bring it across in the center circle at the free throw line to Schmidt. Nice pass to the left baseline. Goes to Berceau. Shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Petty. Kicks it out to Campbell. 18-footer left wing, no good. And New Trier with another offensive rebound. Can't get the put back. And the ball is going to go off the hands of Petty last. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 50 seconds to play in the half. And the Streaks trail 40-26. Paige Klink brings it across midcourt, gives to Sarah Baker out high left side. Now out high right side, Shelby Pacheco, right wing to Paige Klink. Top of the key, Maddie Boyer. Thought about the three, down dribbles right, gets a runner up, and it's blocked. She was amongst three tall timbers that time and couldn't get the shot off. Now coming back the other way, this is Berceau. Runs it down the right side, knocked away by Sarah Baker. And coming up with it, Katarina Mangieri. Back to Sarah, across midcourt, right wing gives to Maddie Boyer. She'll fire the three, that's long. Rebound comes out long. Off the hand of Sarah Baker, I think. Actually, New Trier tipped it last. Yeah, Streaks are going to get it in midcourt. Back in for Galesburg, Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, and Jamie Johnson. 19.9 to play in the half. Streaks trail 40-26.
Well, I'd like to see the Streaks take it to the rim a little bit more. They've done a good job and gotten some easy baskets that way. They need to just keep it up. It'll eventually open up some more three-point shots.
Jessica Howard, left wing, left baseline to Ty Peachy outside the three-point line. Now it's Jessica Howard between the circles. Dribbles right, goes to the right wing, stops, picks up, looks for help, and gets to Jamie Johnson, right elbow, but the pass a little bit off the mark and stolen away by Petty, and now a foul is going to be called on Jamie Johnson, and I think reached in from behind.
Well, luckily that does not put the Streaks over the limit, but a tough final third foul there of the half.
Yeah, third on Jamie with 1.1 second left in the half.
We're
going to
go deep.
Inbound tip by Mickey Rodriguez. Ty Peachy comes up with throws one up from just inside midcourt. Can't hit it. We have played one half of basketball and a pretty impressive half by the New Trier Trevians. It's New Trier 40, Galesburg 26. We'll come back with our halftime report, run down our halftime statistics, and talk more about this one. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
McDonald's new bacon and cheese Angus Third Pounder. Until this moment, 10 million taste buds seemed redundant. Now, you fear there may not be enough. The thick 100% Angus beef alone will require 7 million. A million for each strip of crispy bacon, another million for the cheese, a half a million for the crinkle-cut pig. Hold the phone. Is that another strip of bacon? Angus Axiom number 72. A bigger bang for your bite. At participating McDonald's.
Exhale and pull back to center.
She said, we're going to shake off a few pounds. But this fat cat didn't get too excited. My person always says that this time of year. But this morning, I had a suspicion this year she means business. I found a feeder where my old eat 'em anytime I want dish once sat. Now I have to reach and stretch, bat my paws at it, and food comes out. Let me tell you, it's kind of fun, and I'm using muscles I never knew I had.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com. Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin Halftime Report, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
We're at halftime back in Winnetka, New Trier High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the New Trier Trevians 40-26. A pretty impressive half of basketball by a very, very good basketball team in New Trier. Streaks got taken out of their game a little bit, but it's understandable. New Trier ranked 8th in Class 4A, and they're just so big and so athletic. It's, I mean, but although there are things the Streaks can do, one, taking better care of the basketball, and you know, you got to play with more caution because you got a lot of long arms out there on the defensive end you're playing against, and quick hands on top of it, and also getting burned a couple times long on the after Nutrier was able to break the full court press. But because even though Nutrier only averages just under 60 points a game, they're not shy about getting up and down the court and running with it. They're a very athletic team.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that the coach Rogers told me before the game was, just last weekend, they played a 26-23 game and got the win, and we talked about the fact that that would be near the score at the end of the first quarter, which it was, 24-15. But, you know, this is a team that likes to push the basketball. It's just that most teams play the slowdown. You're not going to have as many opportunities to push. With the style that the Streaks play, there's going to be a lot of opportunities to push the basketball, especially, like you said, on long rebounds. I think the biggest thing that's burning the Streaks right now is a team that is unselfish. We've seen a lot of teams kind of implode because they'll try to take it one-on-three on a fast break that, you know, that one player might be covered and not pass it off. This team, on the other hand, they're unselfish. They're going to try to find the open player. And more times than not, that's been Schmidt under the basket.
Yeah, this I would say, of all the teams we've seen, Moline, obviously a very good team, which we'll see again on Thursday night. But I think this is the best passing team that we've seen. And whether it's on the fast break or even just in their half-court offense, they move the ball so well. They move it very quickly. Not a lot of dribbling around. Not a lot of dribble penetration. Maybe a dribble and then a nice quick pass to get the reversal.
Yeah, and on top of it, as we talked during the game, their point guard is Maggie Lyon, a 6'1 sophomore. This girl is just going to get better. She sees the floor real well. One of the best point guards is seeing the floor. She's by no means the fastest point guard we've seen, or one of the ones that has the best handles that we've seen. However, she's smart with her passes, and she does a good job finding the open player. And I think that's been a big key. And also, the Streaks haven't been hitting their open shots, and that's something that we definitely, you know, need to do if we're going to be successful against a team of this caliber.
We're at halftime. Our halftime report brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Streaks and Trevins were actually tied at 15 in that first quarter, but Nutrier was able to go on a 9-0 run to end the quarter and led 24-15. They outscored the Streaks 16-11 in that second quarter. We'll come back and talk more about this one. It is halftime. The Streaks trail 40-26. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow Seed and CPS, you can be sure that you're getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Kevin Devlin with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 221-7454.
Live coverage of GHS girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
So look at the official WGIL forecast. Cloudy skies this evening, low around 18 tonight, 29 and cloudy on Sunday. Tomorrow night, snow after midnight, low around 20. Snow in the afternoon and in the evening on Monday, and Monday night, the overnight, heavy snow is possible. Several inches, low around 20. 23 and cloudy, a few flurries on Tuesday. Right now, it's 29.
Hi, this is Brian Barnard, voice of the Fighting Illini. The next Big Ten battle for Illinois is versus Michigan State. We'll bring you all the action starting at 8 o'clock tonight on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back here at Winnetka Neutrier High School, we are at halftime, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Trevians 40-26. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. 40-26, our halftime score, Streaks trail. Galesburg High boys were a winner earlier today at the United Center. They defeated Blue Island Eisenhower 52-42. A nice comeback after losing a tough one to Rock Island last night, a late night, then an early morning trip up to Chicago. Galesburg High sophomore girls fell to Neutrier 41-32 was the final score. As you just heard Brian Barnhart mention, the Illinois Fighting Illini in action tonight at Assembly Hall. Big day in Champaign as game day on ESPN took place at Assembly Hall this morning, and the Illini and Michigan State will play tonight. You can catch that game right here at 7:30 this evening. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Scoring-wise for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 6 points for Jessica Howard on a couple of threes, 6 for Shelby Pacheco, 2 for Sarah Baker, 2 for Maddie Boyer on a couple of free throws, 5 for Ty Peachy, a 3 and a 2, 3 for Mickey Rodriguez on a three-pointer in the first quarter, 2 for Jamie Johnson on a 2. The Streaks 2-for-2 from the line. That's always good news.
Well, it's good news that they made all the free throws they took. Only shooting two free throws and a half is not good news.
Neutrier with a balanced attack. 8 points for Abby Schmidt. 8 points for Amy Hart. 7 apiece for Maggie Lyon and Molly Quirk. And 5 apiece for Haley Campbell and Jessica Blackwell. 4-for-5 from the line or actually 4-for-6 from the line for Neutrier.
Well, the Streaks, we talked about it. They've had the shots. They've had open looks. Only 4 of 23 from three-point arc. It's good for 17%. Now they're 6 of 9 from inside. 5% from the field for the game, which is just under their season average. But, you know, you don't want to be sitting at 4 of 23 at this point in the game, especially with how many open looks they've had. Turnover battle even at 9. And total rebounds, the Streaks are being out-rebounded 23-14, but the big number, 11 offensive rebounds for the Trevians, only 6 for the Streaks. So, and the Trevians shoot in a pretty good 49% from the field, including 2 of 3 from distance.
Neutrier with the basketball to start the second half for the Streaks. Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Maddie Boyer, Ty Peachy, and Sarah Baker. 40-26 is our halftime score. Neutrier with a lead. Inbounding will be Maggie Lyon, the 6'1 sophomore guard. And it comes to Schmidt to line, right back to Schmidt. Ball slapped away by Sarah Baker, and it went back off of Schmidt. So the Streaks will bring it the length of the court, kind of the same way we started the game with a turnover. Hopefully we won't turn it back over like we did to start the game.
Well, exactly. Now let's see if the Streaks continue to work it outside, or if we're going to see them go inside a little bit more.
Ty Peachy on the right wing gives to Jessica Howard, top of the key, dribbles left, drives, penetrates, scoops up a shot, but it's partially blocked. Sarah Baker down with a rebound on the right side, up off the glass and got it.
And that's a good look right there. Although Jess got her shot blocked, it was a good job attacking the rim. The Streaks sent multiple players into the lane there.
Neutrier breaks the pressure. Quirk with a pass, nice pass to the left baseline to Hart. She lays it up and in. Hart now with 10. Make it 42-28, Neutrier. Ty Peachy runs down the right side of the lane, spins in, gives to Sarah Baker. She fires a three right side on target, but short. Rebound comes down to Hart for Neutrier. Hart's pass knocked away by Maddie Boyer, falls out of bounds. Neutrier will bring it the length of the floor. 7:13 to play as Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, Katarina Mangieri, Mickey Rodriguez, and Paige Klink check in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Yeah, another good rotation right there. And you got to be pretty happy with the effort coming out of the locker room right there. You got two good looks. Just don't want to give up that basket down at the other end.
And the Streaks did. They got Bird Long. A nice pass to Schmidt. She got around behind Jamie Johnson, able to get it up and in. And Schmidt now with 10 and make it 44-28, Neutrier. Mickey Rodriguez drives to the left elbow, gives to Katarina Mangieri, top of the key, fires a three, can't hit, rebound comes down to Lyon. Long down court pass to Haley Campbell, runs it down the right side, lost the handle. Now a nice pass back to Quirk. Quirk lost the handle, and Katarina Mangieri has it one-on-three, takes it down the left side in amongst the timbers, and the shot's blocked by Lyons. Lyons brings it down, outlet to Quirk. She's got an easy layup on the right side.
Yeah, and not much more. You've got to recognize right there if you're Catman Jerry.
Now Quirk steals the inbound pass, got the layup up and in, and Jamie Johnson just picked up her fourth foul. Quirk just kind of fake coming down the court, stepped back, stole the inbound pass, laid it up and in, and now she's got 11 and a chance to make it 12. So did it go against Jamie? Yep, she's got 4. So Jamie Johnson picked up the foul, and Quirk converts the three-point play. She's got 12 on the game, make it 49-28, Neutrier.
And just a quick run right there. The streaks get up to 40, 28, and then the New Trier just goes out and puts 9 straight on the board on the streaks just like that.
Back in for Galesburg, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, Ty Peachy, Maddie Boyer, and Jessica Howard. And it comes to Ty Peachy. Ty on the dribble out high right side. Gets a pick from Jessica Howard, right wing. Now picks up and looks for help. Not a good place to pick up when you got a 6'1 girl guarding you. But she finally got it off to Sarah Baker. Sarah on the dribble right side. Penetrates baseline and...
Well, wow. See, and I don't think there's been enough of that right there. Sarah took it in on Schmidt. Schmidt gave her some body and gets called for the foul. But Sarah's got to do that some more. She can beat Schmidt off the dribble, and she needs to take it right at her.
Inbound pass came to Sarah on the block. Lost a handle. Shelby Pacheco picked it up. Now Maddie Boyer, right wing, fires a three and got it. Maddie with her first basket of the game. She's got 5 points, and it's 49-31. New Trier, 6:02 to play third quarter. This is Lyon with it in the backcourt. Gets it across to Quirk, right wing. Now to Schmidt in the paint. Pulls up with a 13-footer. Bounces through.
She doesn't miss if she's got a good look at it.
Now Ty Peachy gets tripped up at the top of the key by Hart. And Hart didn't like the call. I think they kind of got their feet tangled.
Yeah, but anytime you get your feet tangled with the person bringing the ball up, it's going to be called against you.
Yeah.
She looked a little surprised. But realistically, that was the only call that was going to be made there.
51-31 is the New Trier lead. 5:49 to play third quarter. Sarah Baker inbound from the near sideline to Ty Peachy in the center circle. Ty on the dribble now, top of the key. Picks up and gets to Sarah Baker out high, left side. Now out high, right side to Shelby Pacheco. Right wing it goes to Ty Peachy. Ty on the dribble, crosses over, goes baseline, gets cut off. Now kicks it out, and the pass stolen away as it was tipped by Schmidt. This is Lyon with a nice look to the right baseline. Quirk running the floor. She gets it up and in. She's got 7 in the quarter. She had 7 in the first half. Make it 53-31. Maddie Boyer left baseline. Drives in, stops, scoops a shot up off the arm of Schmidt. And this is Lyon with it. Gets to Quirk on the right baseline. She'll hold it up this time. Gets to Schmidt, top of the key. Schmidt dribbles left. Now kicks out left wing to Hart. Now it's Schmidt. And this is Lyon with a three-pointer for the left wing. Up and good. And it's her second of the ball game. She's got 10. They get 56-31. This is a team that averages just under 60 points a game. They've got 56. Now a blocking foul against Schmidt. Once again, Sarah Baker doing a nice job being aggressive, taking it to the basket.
Yeah, and that was one of the things we talked about in the pregame show with Coach Rogers was the fact that a lot of teams get season highs against the streaks just based on the style of play. They're going to get a lot more opportunities. Obviously, generally, the streaks score more on teams than expected, but right now the streaks just seem to be in the funk here and need to find some way to break out of it if they're going to have any chance of getting back into this one.
Sarah Nelson gets it on the inbound, can't get the shot to fall. Jamie Johnson with the rebound up off the glass, no. And the second rebound is going to go off Jamie Lass and go the length of the court. Also, Mickey Rodriguez, Paige Klink, Megan Young in for the streaks. By the way, Schmidt picked up her third foul on that last play. Long down court pass comes to Megan Hoke into the ballgame, 5'9 junior guard. Goes out to Hart, top of the key, drives in the paint, stops, pulls up with the 8-footer, off the rim, no, gets her own rebound, leans in, puts it up again, and got that one.
Very nearly should have probably been called for an over-the-back right there.
Megan Young, left wing, she'll fire the three, it's short, rebound comes out long to Lyon for New Trier. Lyon on the run across midcourt, gets it to Hart on the right wing, Hart stops. Looks for help now, got somebody wide open under the basket, didn't see her, now it's Hoke, now on the block right side, this is Petty now gets it on the left side to Teska. She lays it up and in. Laney Teska. I said Lane earlier. I guess it's Laney. And now a steal. 60-31 New Trier. Nice pass from Lyon to the left side to Petty. She lays it up and in. That's her basket of the ball game. And
this is going to be a good timeout here by Coach Massey.
And is it a full timeout call by Streaks head coach Evan Massey? We'll take one as well. 3:54 to play third quarter. It's New Trier 62, Galesburg 31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. for less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV. You can have peace of mind of your own 24-7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT in Galesburg, and by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with shelter insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back here at Nutria High School, 3:46 to play in the third quarter. Streaks 62-31. Ty Peachy, Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Katerina Mangieri for the Streaks as Ty Peachy runs it down the right side, gets it knocked away. Streaks will have it back on their own right baseline.
Well, you know, you came into the quarter hoping to get off to a good start. The Streaks scored the first 2 points, but since then they've been outscored 22-3.
Now Teska with a steal on the inbound, and Jessica Howard hustles back and knocks away the outlet pass, and Nutria will have it on their own left baseline. And I was just telling Eric off the air, this is reminiscent during the Streaks run to nine straight state tournament appearances, that just the way some of those games went, that it would be a relatively close game, and then all of a sudden they'd be up by 30, and this is kind of what it looks like the way this Nutria team is playing.
Yeah, and they're doing a pretty good job of just dominating all facets right now.
Yeah, Teska with a nice look, drew the defender, got it off to Blackwell, and she puts it up and in. She's got seven, make it 64-31. Sarah Baker with a three, top of the key, no good. Rebound out long to Katerina Mangieri, left wing. Now it's Jessica Howard out high left side to Ty Peachy between the circles. Ty on the dribble, gets a pick from Sarah Baker, dribbles right, spins it to the right side of the lane. Now to Sarah, runs down the right side, shot up, no good. And I guess there was a whistle. It was a really quiet one, but foul's called. And it's going to go against Blackwell. Jessica Blackwell picks up her second, and Sarah Baker will go to the free throw line with two shots.
Well, so far the Streaks have been to the line just once, and it was back, I believe, in the second quarter. And so this was only the second trip.
Sarah hits the first, back in for Galesburg. Maddie Boyer, Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez, Jennifer Markley checks in as well.
Streaks came and by a break, they gave that point to Nutria. I don't think they need any help from the scorekeeper.
I don't think so. Second shot up and good as well for for Sarah Baker. Streaks 4-for-4 from the line as Jamie Johnson checks in for Sarah Baker. 3:01 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trailing 65-32. Now a near steal on the inbound, but finally Teska comes up with it, runs it down, 3-on-2 break. Nice pass to the left wing to Quirk. She'll fire the 18-footer short. Rebound comes down to Maddie Boyer for the Streaks. Galesburg on the run. Mickey Rodriguez, right wing. She'll stop and fire the three. Short, right on target, but short. Rebound comes down to Quirk for Nutria. Now to Teska. Nice pass to the left baseline to Petty. Now kicks back out to Quirk between the circles. Right wing pass knocked away by Megan Young as they try to get it over to Hope.
Good job right there by Megan Young to get her hands in the passing lane. She was able to rip that one out of the air because otherwise it looked like Hope was going to get an open, easy open look.
Sarah Nelson back into the Streak lineup, replacing Jennifer Markley. Inbound comes to Quirk. Now this is Teska on the left wing. Picks up, gives left baseline to Petty. Petty looks over the defense, gives to Quirk on the block, kicks back out to Teska, fakes a shot, now kicks over to Hoke. Hoke on the right block to Blackwell, gets it up, no good. And now an over the back on the rebound. Nice job by Megan Young on the block out as Teska went over her back. So Lainey Teska picks up her second foul. That is the 15th foul on Nutria here in the second half. Back in for Galesburg, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Katerina Mangieri, Jennifer Markley, also Myra Diggins checks in for the Streaks.
A little reversal in the foul calling, too, because it was the Streaks that were committing all the fouls in the first half. Now it's just the opposite. Nutria's got five, and the Streaks have only committed one.
2:14 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 64-33. Ty Peachy out top right side. Left wing, Jessica Howard. She'll fire the long three-pointer. Off the back iron, no. Rebound to Katerina Mangieri. Weak side, back to Jess. She's going to fire another long three from the right side this time. I got that one. That is her third of the ball game. She's got nine. And make it 64-36. Now a steal by Jess on the... she went over and back. Oh, nice hustle on the steal of the inbound pass, but she went into the back court after touching it in the front court. And
well, she did a good job getting to the basketball, but she rounded out her turn. Yeah. And said what she needed to do is just grab it and then go right back.
Inbound comes to Lyon back in, and she traveled with it. Yep. Thought they were maybe going to call a foul on Ty Peachy, but Lyon had actually picked it up and taken a step, I think, before the little push there. So the Streaks get it back on the new Trier turnover. 1:48 to play third quarter. Jennifer Markley between the circles with the ball, puts it on the floor, now gets to Katarina Mangieri, right wing.
I think this is the first we've seen of Markley in this game, isn't it?
No, she got in one time earlier in the first half. Now Jessica Howard out high right side on the dribble, goes to the wing, stops and picks up, gets to Ty Peachy out high right side with 1:30 to play in the quarter. Ty picks up her dribble, looks for help, gets to Jennifer Markley out high on the right side, back to Ty. She'll dribble to the right baseline, and Myra Dickens is going to get called for a cross-check there on that one.
Yeah, Myra's got to learn that you can't throw the hip while you're setting the pick.
Yeah. It was a good one, though.
Yeah, it was. She put her on the floor.
I mean, she saw it coming. And that's one of those situations, not always the person setting the pick's fault. I remember who was handling the ball.
The ball handler.
Go off her shoulder, and so Myra tried to make up for it and move over to the left. But nonetheless, she picked up the foul. Down on the left side, this is Hart, can't hit the 10-footer. Rebound down to Sarah Nelson, who's in there with Paige Klink, Sarah Baker, Maddie Boyer, and Emma Junk getting her varsity playing time for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now Lyon knocks it away, but Sarah Baker gets it back. Now Paige Klink has it on the dribble between the circles. Dribbles right, gives to Maddie Boyer on the right baseline, out high right side to Sarah Baker. Sarah dribbles right into the paint. Nice look underneath to Emma Junk. Got knocked away. Emma got it back, kicks out to Sarah Nelson. Three-pointer from the left wing is no good. And the rebound comes down to Laura Martirana for New Trier. This is Martirana, lost a handle on it on the right wing on the pass from Hart, and the Streaks will bring it back. Coming back in for Galesburg, it's Megan Young, Shelby Pacheco, Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, Jessica Lieber with 43.4 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 64-36.
Just watching Coach Massey's bench, it looks like we're just going to see everybody rotating in and out. Nobody's not going to get into this one.
Now Lyon with another steal, runs it down the right side, up and in. Lyon with 12 on the game. Now Mickey Rodriguez, three-pointer right wing is long. Rebound comes down to Schmidt. Gives to Hart. Hart on the run. Two-on-one break. Hart runs it down right side. Stops. Nice defense from Mickey Rodriguez. Hart can't hit the shot. Rebound tipped out long by Shelby Pacheco. Finally run down. It's going to go to Galesburg as it went off of Campbell last. So the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 17.8 to play in the third quarter, trailing 66-36. Jessica Lieber to set the offense for the Streaks. Gets to Jamie Johnson between the circles. Now back to Lieber. Now right wing it goes to Shelby Pacheco. Now Jamie Johnson got knocked to the floor near the free throw line. No call. Mickey Rodriguez right wing. She really wanted that three. Couldn't get it off, though. Now Jamie Johnson has her shot blocked and stolen away by Schmidt. And Schmidt throws it from three-quarter court. No good. We have played three quarters. All New Trier here in the second half. It's New Trier 66, Galesburg 36. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com, and by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Get results from the 2010 Winter Olympics. Join WGIL for daily coverage starting February 12th. Sponsored by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Back at New Trier High School, 66-36. The Trevians lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks heading into the fourth quarter. Thanks to Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan for providing our transportation to all road games. Driving a 2010 Nissan Xterra, nice kind of a dark red color. 1.9% financing for 60 months. What a really nice vehicle. The original off-road SUV that's fun to drive on the road. Real nice rugged looks, but a very smooth ride. And, boy, if you got that boat or trailer you haul around in the summer, 5,000-pound towing capacity. As Myra Diggins gets a nice pass from Ty Peachy on the left side, Myra gets it up and in. Points. As the Streaks trail 66-38. Now a steal by Jessica Howard. Runs it down the left side. Goes, switches back to the right side. Laid up off the glass and got it. She's got 11. Make it 66-40. Full court pressure. This is Lainey Tesco, cross midcourt. Nice look to the left baseline to Blackwell. She lays it up and in. And now a 30-second timeout called by Terry Rogers. But, this 2010 Nissan Xterra, very, very nice vehicle. 5,000-pound towing capacity, locking differential, hill descent control, and shift on the fly 4x4. So if you go from good conditions to bad or vice versa. All you do is flip the little switch on the dash, and you can go to four-wheel drive or back out of four-wheel drive. Very, very nice vehicle. The 2010 Nissan Xterra, once again, 1.9% financing for 60 months. Stop by and talk to Jeff or Mike or Sam or JD or any of the guys there at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury, Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg.
Well, it's been one of those trying games for Coach Massey. And, you know, last year it seemed like we had a lot of trying games. This year, though, this is one of the few. Springfield maybe would come up, the Moline game. But those are against teams that you would expect to have tough games against. Yeah. And this New Trier team is one of those teams that you would expect that the Streaks were going to struggle at coming in.
Now Emma Junk on the post up gets fouled from behind by Liz Petty. And that will be her first foul, and now the 16th foul, or rather 16th foul now on New Trier.
She accepts that foul. Yeah. Earlier she had a turnover she didn't agree with.
And there was another foul earlier, I think, or something she'd gotten called for, but thought she'd gotten fouled and didn't accept that too well either.
Well, I guess it helps when you're up by 28 to accept those things.
Now Blackwell with a foul on Sarah Baker on the inbound. Sarah tried to get the shot up, couldn't hit it. She'll go to the free throw line with two shots. 7:18 to play in the ballgame, 68-40, the New Trier lead. Sarah Baker's first. Streaks, 6 for 6 from the free throw line. We had a stretch of 6 misses in a row the other night against Alleman that would have won the game for us.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Can't win them all.
Should have, would have, could have.
Yep. Top of the key, this is Petty with it to Quirk. Now left wing, it goes to Maggie Reifenberg into the ballgame. One of the short players, a 5'7 junior. Reifenberg has it left baseline, fires a 15-footer, no good. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Teska. She can't hit, and now Reifenberg with a rebound on the left side, kicks to Quirk, three-pointer from the left wing, off the rim short. Rebound comes out long, falls out of bounds, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 6:48 to play. Back in, Jessica Lieber, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, and Shelby Pacheco.
5'7 could play post for the Streaks.
Yep.
As Megan Young's getting a lot of time down there with Sadie injured.
So they go 5'7", 5'5", and 5'4". Couple 5'7s, then a 5'8". Then we got everything else is 5'9 and above. Three-pointer, Jessica Lieber, right wing, no good. Teska with a rebound, gets it to Quirk. Quirk on the run left side, 2-on-1 break. All the way down, lays it up with the left hand and got it. Quirk with it. She's got 16 in the game. Make it 70-42. Mickey Rodriguez drives right baseline, picks up, gives to Jamie Johnson on the right wing, and has it knocked away by Quirk. Goes out of bounds, and the Streaks will have it on the near sideline with 6:19 to play in the ballgame. Well, I would have to say, you know, obviously the two best teams we've seen this season. Springfield was a really good team, but I think Moline and this team, head and shoulders, are obviously both 4A, but boy, this is an impressive basketball team.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I think that I would give Moline, I think Moline's more athletic than this team. This Trevian team is a little bit more disciplined, though. They tend to run their offense a little cleaner. They move the ball better, but Moline's has them on an athletic basis.
Jessica Lieber running down the right baseline, got a runner up, got bumped, and was able to throw the shot up and in, and got fouled by Petty.
Well, Dwayne Wade's going to be playing at the UC tonight. That was Dwayne Wade-ish.
Yeah, it was. So Petty picks up her second. Jessica Lieber with her first basket of the ballgame has a chance at the traditional three-point play. Make it 70-44, 6:03 to play in the ballgame. Jennifer Markley back in, Katerina Mangieri, Myra Diggins, and Jessica Howard for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Jessica Lieber, freshman at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. Streaks 7 for 7 from the foul line this afternoon.
If that could show up every game,
yep,
we'd be talking about a few more wins in the book.
Ty Peachy back in. She replaces Jessica Lieber. 70-45, 6 minutes to play in the ball game. This is Teska across midcourt left side. Nice pass to the right baseline. A flat-footed shot from Reifenberg is no good. Rebound tipped up. And now it comes down to Ty Peachy for the Streaks. Ty across midcourt, right of the center circle. Now to Jennifer Markley, top of the key, lost a handle on it. Katerina Mangieri picks up, now gets to Ty Peachy, out between the circles, out high left side. Jennifer Markley, she'll stop at the top of the key and give to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Now Ty Peachy on the dribble, out high on the right side. Ty picks up, gives to Jessica Howard, top of the key, dribbles left, kicks out to Katerina Mangieri on the left wing. Now Jennifer Markley, top of the key, to Ty Peachy on the right wing. Penetrates, kicks back to Jennifer. Now Jessica Howard, left wing, fires a long three, off the back iron, no good. Rebound tipped up and brought down by Hart for New Trier. Down court it goes to Teska. Teska runs down the right side in the paint. Nice look to Blackwell. Lays it up off the glass and got it. Blackwell has 9 and they get 72-45. Now Myra Diggins on the nice look underneath. Gets a shot up. No good, but she's fouled. And this one is going to go against Petty once again. That'll be her third. So Myra Diggins goes to the free throw line with 2 shots for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Myra just picked up her first varsity points a little bit ago on a basket. Has a chance for a couple more. First free throw is up and good.
Jessica Blackwell came into the game only averaging 4.6 points per game. She's got, what, 9 in this one so far?
Yep. Having a pretty good day. And Quirk was 16, and she was averaging, I don't think she was averaging in double figures either. Or maybe just under.
9.4.
Yeah. Second shot up and good as well for Myra Diggins. She's got 4, make it 72-47. 5:09 to play in the ball game. Back in, Emma Junk for the streak. Sarah Baker, Paige Klink, Sarah Nelson, and Maddie Boyer. Now a travel not called. Left wing, it goes to Hoke. Hoke picks up, gives on the blocks to Kate Friedley into the ball game. Now left baseline. This is Hoke. Fires a three-pointer and got it. Megan Hoke with her first basket. 5'9 junior. Now Sarah Baker, 3 from straight on. Got it. Nothing but net on that one for Sarah. She's got 11.
7 in the game for the Streaks.
75-50. Quickly back the other way. 3-on-2 break. Nice hustle by Sarah Nelson. Knock a pass away. Almost saved it back in bounds. And New Trier will have it on their own left baseline. Back in, Jessica Lieber, Mickey Rodriguez, Shelby Pacheco, Jamie Johnson, and Megan Young for Galesburg. 75-50, the New Trier lead. 4:32 to play in the ballgame. Line to inbound, and it comes to Campbell on the left baseline. Kicks out high to Friedley. Friedley on the dribble between the circles. Gets to the right baseline to Hoke. Swings the top of the key to Lyon. Nice pass to left baseline to Campbell. She'll fire the 17-footer. Can't hit. Read on to Jamie Johnson, and going over the back was Laura Martirana, 5'10 junior. And we'll walk it back the other way. Jamie Johnson will go to the free throw line with a chance at the 1 and bonus.
Quick, get into the bonus in the first half. We're in the bonus here in the second half.
Super bonus now.
Super, already. Yeah, wow. Super bonus. Streaks have only committed 2 fouls in this half.
So 10 team fouls now on New Trier. So Jamie Johnson has 2 shots at it. Change that in my scorebook now. First one is up. First miss of the day. Well, wait a minute. They gave her the 1-1. Should have been. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, 2 shots. Thank you. I was going to say they got the rebound, and one of the 3 officials knew that it was a super bonus situation. So Jamie gets the second. 4:17 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail 75-50. Jamie with 2 points in the ballgame. Second shot is up. This one is good. Now with 3, 75-51. Inbound comes to Friedley. Back it goes to Lyon. She'll bring it across left side. Left baseline goes to Campbell. She'll fire the 15-footer. Miss that one. Rebound to Jamie Johnson. Hands off to Jessica Lieber. Jess across midcourt right at the center circle. On the dribble gets to Jamie, top of the key. She'll fire the three-pointer. A little bit flat, bounces around and falls through. Hit the front iron, then bounced back and fell through. So Jamie got the shooter's touch on that one. Now a steal by Jessica Lieber. Now Mickey Rodriguez has it. Jessica Lieber now top of the key on the dribble. 3:50 to play. 75-54, New Trier. Jamie Johnson between the circles. Left wing, it goes to Mickey Rodriguez. She'll drive baseline. Now brings it back out to the wing. Ball knocked away from behind by Lyon. And the Streaks will have it back on the far sideline. Checking back in for Galesburg, Myra Diggins, Jennifer Markley, Katerina Mangieri, Ty Peachy, and got to have, oh, there's Jessica Howard. I didn't say we got to have one more on the floor. Jess was on the near side here.
Hiding in the corner.
3:41 to play. Streaks trail 75-54. Ty Peachy to inbound, and it comes to Myra Diggins out high on the left side. Hands it back to Ty. She'll bring it right side. Goes to the right wing. And gives to Jess, top of the key, a long three-pointer, 24-footer is up and good. That's her 4th of the ball game. Wow. She's got 14, make it 75-57, her first palindrome score of the night. Right baseline, this is Petty with it, top of the key, gives to Brigitte Eider into the ball game, 5'7 guard. Shot from Petty, right side, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts up the 10-footer in the lane, no good. Gets her own rebound again, puts it up short. Gets another one up off the glass and got it. Wow. So she got her second basket, had to work for that one, make it 77-57. Ty Peachy drives into the lane, runner is up, no good. Rebound comes down to Myra Diggins, leans in, puts it up, can't hit. Rebound comes down this time to Petty for New Trier. Actually, I think the PA guy is saying PEDI. I'll call her Petty. I don't care. shot up and no good on the left block by Morrison. Molly Morrison in. Now on the second rebound, gets fouled from behind. I think it's going to go against Jennifer Markley. No, it goes against Ty Peachy. So going to the free throw line will be Molly Morrison, a 5'11 sophomore for New Trier.
Well, after having four girls foul out last game, really the only player that's in danger of fouling out is Jamie Johnson.
Yeah, Jamie with four in the ball game. First free throw is up and good for Morrison. Make it 78-57, 2:37 to play in the ball game. Back in for Galesburg, Emma Junk, Sarah Baker, Maddie Boyer, Paige Klink, and Sarah Nelson. Illinois Fighting Illini basketball coming up tonight here on WGIL and WGIL.com. The Illini play host to the Michigan State Spartans at Assembly Hall in Champaign. Second shot no good. Rebound comes down to Teska. Now this is Petty, knocked away by Sarah Nelson. Emma Junk comes up with it, gives to Paige Kling. Now left wing, it's Sarah Nelson. She'll stop and fire the three. Off the back iron, no. Rebound comes out long to Brianna Berceau for New Trier. This is Petty with it, trapped up near midcourt. Now dribbles to the right wing, picks up, swings it over to Teska. Left baseline, it goes to Berceau. She fires an 18-footer, no good. Rebound to Sarah Baker for the Streaks. Sarah on the dribble across midcourt, gives to Emma Junk running the paint. Layup blocks by Petty. Emma had it. There was a nice pass from Sarah. Emma did a nice job of just taking it, going right up with it, but Petty right there to block it, but the Streaks have it back on their own left baseline.
Yeah, and getting some major time in this one is Emma Junk, too, so she's getting a nice look.
Inbound comes to Sarah Baker, left wing, three-pointer up and no good. Paige Plink down with a rebound in the paint, kicks out to Maddie Boyer, right wing, three is away and long. Rebound comes away to Teska for New Trier. Teska runs it down the right side, knocked away, got it back, put the shot up no good. Sarah Nelson down with a rebound. Paige Klink with it across midcourt right side, 1:45 to play. Paige stops and fires a three right side, short. Rebound comes down to Sarah Baker. She tried to get it up, and it's stolen away by Brigitte Eider. I've been waiting to say that the whole game. The PA announcer told me how to pronounce that one. I-E-U-T-E-R, Brigitte Eider. Now a foul called on Maddie Boyer. She got called for a reach. That's her second. 14 foul on the Streaks. And New Trier will...
They're giving the... Looks like they're giving the ball to the Streaks. But
yeah, they called a foul on Maddie Boyer. He said black number five.
Yeah. Okay,
but
now...
yeah, if New Trier shoots at this basket... Okay, now they're going the other way. Inbounding will be Jessica Santos. 5'4", shortest player on their team. 5'4", junior guard. And it comes to Teska. Still in the backcourt and a... travel by Teska. She got trapped up by Mickey Rodriguez and Megan Young. Drugged the pivot foot. Streaks get it back on the turnover with 1:29 to play. 78-57 is the New Trier lead. Jessica Liebert inbound from the near sideline. She's in with Mickey Rodriguez, Shelby Pacheco, Jamie Johnson, and Megan Young. And just got the pass. Passed it inbounds and dribbled off the side of her foot. Lost it out of bounds. Streaks turned it over with 1:25 to play.
Yeah, that's just trying to move a little faster than she could with that basketball.
Santos to inbound from midcourt. And it comes in the front court to Teska on the right wing. Picked up, pass knocked away, but running it down in the paint was Friedley. She lays it up left side, good. Friedley with her first basket, make it 80-57. Now Jessica Lieber, three-pointer right side, is up, in and out, no good. Rebound Megan Young on the left side, up off the glass, got pushed, no call. Now on the rebound, it's Shelby Pacheco brought it down, got fouled by Friedley, so Shelby will go to the free throw line with two shots. Shelby with 6 points in the game. They all came in the first half. 109 to play in the contest. Streaks trail 80-57.
The Streaks still playing at the stretch, playing hard in there, going for the offensive rebounds, banging around. It's what you asked for. And, you know, this isn't conventional play either. By now, a normal system, you'd have players in there that don't play a lot, but being that everybody plays the whole game, you still have your quote-unquote starters in there like Shelby.
Second free throw no good. Shelby got in there, got the rebound, got fouled, so she's going to go right back. So she hit one of two, and she's going to go back there again. Foul went against Molly Morrison. That was her first foul. 108 to play in the ballgame, 80-58, Streaks trail. Shelby Pacheco on the line. First shot is up and good.
Let's see if we can close this one under 20.
That would be nice. Second shot up and good as well. So 9 points for Shelby Pacheco. Streaks with a full court pressure. This is Teska. She'll get it across. 3-on-1 break. Runs it down the left side and
travels.
Threw it up with a left hand. Oh, a foul called on Jamie Johnson. Are you kidding me? That's really, I would say that's about the way really bad call of the game right there, because you're right. She was an obvious travel before the layup.
Oh,
and I don't know that Jamie even touched her. And
Jamie might have.
Oh, they called it on Jessica Lieber. I don't know. Was she even near the play? Oh, well.
If only it mattered.
1 minute to play in the ball game. First free throw for Laney. Teska up and no good. Back in for Galesburg. Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Katarina Mangieri, Jennifer Markley, and Myra Diggins. Minute to play, 80-60. Streaks trail. Back into the new cheer lineup. Actually, she's going to be replacing the shooter. It'll be Maggie Reifenberg waiting to come back in. So at the free throw line, Laney Teska, 5'5", senior guard. Second shot is in and out, no good. Rebound, Jennifer Markley gives to Ty Peachy. Ty on the run across midcourt, right side. It's tripped up, keeps her dribble, now picks it up. Gives to Jessica Howard out between the circles. Dribbles right, goes to the right wing, gives to Ty Peachy. Ty stops and fires a three and got it. Boy, I wasn't so sure she'd even got her feet set on that one, but she got it up and in. That's her second three of the game.
She's got
8 points to make it 80-63.
Why did she call? Was there a timeout call?
I think just because she wanted to get her sub in.
Oh, okay. So the Coach Rogers did call a timeout.
Yeah.
I didn't even see her.
Yep. Now long down court pass comes to Santos on the left wing. Picks up and the ball knocked away, and the Streaks are going to get it back as they trail 80. Well, now they just gave us two baskets. It should be 80-63. They put up the 63, and then they put another three up.
The scorekeeper isn't really on top of the game, I don't think.
Now Jessica Howard with a long three off the back iron, no good. Ty Peachy with the rebound. Back to Jess, right wing, three-pointer away, and now
that
it should be
66.
Are they going to put more up? No, they put it 69 now.
Oh, well.
21 seconds to play. Well, cut it to an 11-point ball game. Looks a whole lot more respectable.
Yeah, depending on if they actually add up the points.
That's true. On the block to right side, now in the paint, this is Morrison with it. Can't hit the shot. Rebound comes out long to Reifenberg. She can't hit it. Now on the rebound, Katarina Mangieri brings it down. 1 second to play, and the ball game is over. And I'm not so sure that's what they've got up on the scoreboard. I don't think that's right, unless they had missed one earlier.
I don't think they did, because I keep a running score, and I never had it at that. So
the final score, the New Trier Trevians beat the Galesburg Silver Streaks 80-66. Is the final. Very, very good New Trier team. They're ranked 8th in Class 4A for a reason. They're now 24-3 on the season. We'll come back with our post-game show. We'll run down our stats, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Also, we will name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final once again, New Trier 80, Galesburg 66. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagrow.
When you choose Dynagrow Seed and CPS, you can be sure that you're getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Kurt Emkin with CPS in Yates City. Call me at 221-7351.
This is Galesburg native and former Mercer County State's Attorney Mike Hare. Not only do Bill Butts and I have almost 60 years of combined legal experience, we also have a combined 110 years of life experience. If you want an attorney who not only knows what he's doing, but also understands how you feel, contact the Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, or call us at 343-9107.
I love that sound. I'm ready to escape these walls. And the words, we need to pick up a few things, can only mean a trip to one place. Thorne's Pets and Supplies. I've heard they now carry grillers. Cowhide, rawhide, grilled in Chicago. It's gotta be tasty. And I just gotta check out the coats. And I really want a pair of boots. It sure would make these quick trips outside easier. Brr.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
So look at the official WGIL forecast. Cloudy skies this evening, low around 18 tonight, 29 and cloudy on Sunday. Tomorrow night, snow after midnight, low around 20. Snow in the afternoon and in the evening on Monday. And Monday night, the overnight, heavy snow is possible. Several inches, low around 20. 23 and cloudy, a few flurries on Tuesday. Right now, it's 29.
With final stats, the day's auto body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin postgame show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Back here at Winnetka Nutrier High School, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. Final score, the Nutrier Trevians defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks 80-66. Streaks actually put a lot of points up in that fourth quarter. They outscored Nutrier 30-14, but the only quarter that the Galesburg Silver Streaks won. But as we said during that final quarter, a very, very good basketball team the Streaks faced here this afternoon in Nutrier. And this is a school with an enrollment of 41-51 is their actual enrollment. This the last game in the series between these two teams. It's getting to the point when the school gets so big, and Coach Massey loves to play a tough schedule, and does, but it gets to the point where this is a prime example. They just have so much size and they're so athletic, it really gets to be hard to compete as our enrollment continues to drop and theirs continues to grow. So Streaks fall. Game effort, they didn't quit, which is what you always like to see out of the girls, even in a situation where they're getting beaten pretty handily, but up and kept playing till the end and fall. 80-66 was the final score. Glad to have you along on our post-game show, brought to the law firm by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Coming up, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. I see him right now. He's chatting with Nutrier AD Randy Oberempt. A lot of former Galesburg people in the house here today. We mentioned Mike Campbell, former Galesburg Silver Streak, his daughter Haley playing for this Nutrier team. He played at Northwestern, of course, played on that 76 Galesburg team that made it to the Elite Eight. Also, former Streaks head boys coach Jeff Falk here this afternoon as well. So we'll get a chance to chat with Coach Massey coming up. Also, we'll run down our post-game statistics for you. I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and take another time out and come back with more and get a chance to chat with the coach. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the red WGIL button.
I can use money.
You never know where the button spotter may be.
Leo, what's in that envelope?
That's $100.
What?
Yes, sir.
Leo, let's go back to McDonald's. You can buy me breakfast.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up the new red WGIL button today at the gift shop at OSF, St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Lock your keys in your car? Have engine trouble or run out of gas?
You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all, roadside rescue claim service from Pekin Insurance. You'll put your mind at ease.
Hi, this is Brian Barnard, voice of the Fighting Illini. The next Big Ten battle for Illinois is versus Michigan State. We'll bring you all the action starting at 8 o'clock tonight on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back here at Nutrier High School, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Final score, the Trevians defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks 80-66. That was the final score. Tough game this afternoon here against a very, very good basketball team. We talked about their last six games of the season, probably the toughest stretch of the season for the Streaks, and it doesn't get any easier on Thursday night, as this was the eighth-ranked team in Class 4A here this afternoon. Coming up Thursday night at Wharton Fieldhouse against the third-ranked team in Class 4A. This team was 24-3. We'll see a team on Thursday night. What are they now, 25-1, 26-1 in the Moline Maroons?
Oh, it's terrible to even think about because, they have just been running over teams too. And I honestly think, and I'm sure we'll find out on Thursday, that UT game really woke them up.
Yeah.
And they kind of were a sleeping giant at that point just because – they were getting by teams. Now they've kind of woken up, and I believe they are now 26-1 going into today's game if they had one.
Yeah, in fact, I think today they were actually playing Richwoods, and I don't know where that game was at, but I believe they
were
playing Richwoods.
You're right. It was the Richwoods game today. So that should have been a good game,
yeah.
But Moline definitely, in seeing both teams, should get that one as well.
Yeah. Well, so, pretty tough stretch of games here, but it just, like I said, they're just such a good basketball team. And really, nothing against our girls. They've done a really nice job with what they've done with this offense, and we've seen them improve throughout the season. But in order to beat a team like this or a team like Moline, you basically have to shoot the ball the way you did against Bloomington last Saturday. And that's rare. I mean, there's not many teams anywhere, I don't care what level, that do that hit, 40% from behind the arc and shoot as well as they did.
Well, and you have to do an outstanding job boxing out as well and grabbing a bunch of those rebounds. And the style of basketball we play doesn't really facilitate for that. Because, and I know it can be tough to understand, but when you're trapping, when you're asking the girls to running back and forth, they don't have a designation as to who they're after. The easiest defense to rebound out of is the man-to-man, because you have your person, you box them out, and you get the rebound. And when you're in a zone or in a shifting defense like we do, it's tough because somebody's got to find somebody all the time, and you don't have much time.
Right.
The shot goes in the air, you got to find that person right away. So, that's pretty much the only way you're going to do it. And then, obviously, like you said, shoot a high percentage. And of those you don't make, you want to get those offensive rebounds.
Well, and one other key, obviously, we talked about the full-court press, that you have to cause some turnovers. And Bloomington was really the first really good ball-handling team that we were able to cause turnovers against. But a team like Nutrier and Moline don't make some of the same kind of mistakes that you saw Bloomington make in that game.
Right. And, at the same time, not only do they have that, but they have the athletes to make up for making mistakes. And, you could see in this game, not that it happened very often, but if, for instance, Maggie Lyon gets beat, she has the speed and the reach to get back into the play from behind because of her length.
Just a very talented player. Gosh, just a sophomore. She's just going to keep getting better. I'm kind of glad we're not going to see her for the next couple of years.
Yeah, you're 100% right. She's one of those scary good players, and she's one of those players that's just going to keep progressing at a very high level.
Here on the post-game show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin, even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Galesburg High girls fall to the Nutrier Trevians 80-66 with the final score. The sophomore girls also fell to defeat today. Final on that one was 41-32. Galesburg High boys picked up a win this morning at the United Center. They defeated Blue Island Eisenhower. 52-42 was the final score in that game. So the Streaks, after a long night at last night at home against the Rock Island Rocks, and a tough loss, had to get up early, loaded the bus at 6:30 this morning, and took off for Chicago and come out with a win over Blue Island Eisenhower. Coming up a little bit later on, in about 2.5 hours, we'll have Illinois Fighting Illini basketball for you here on WGIL. The Illini hosting the the Michigan State Spartans, joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post game. Our post game interview brought to you by Galesburg Electric, your local Guardian generator dealer. And coach, boy, what obviously a very talented team you ran into this afternoon. One that just really doesn't make a lot of mistakes, for one thing.
Right, and you know, I thought I didn't think, you know, I thought in the first half. We maybe oversold how good New Trier was. I'm not, New Trier is very good, mm-hmm. but I thought for our kids, what we talked about after the game is maybe the lesson to be learned in playing New Trier here is I always think you got to be honest with the kids and not try ahead of time and say, well, this team's only average or things. Mm-hmm. You know, be honest about it, because at some point, if you're good enough, if you're going to play in a sectional, super sectional state, other people are going to tell them about the teams too, so they have to learn to handle it. And I thought today we probably underestimated ourselves, overestimated them. And the positive is at a certain point, I thought we began to recognize and focus that against good teams, you've got to really do what you practice. You can't try to do something extra or different. And I thought we, you know, made it simpler and were able to do that. So hopefully that's a lesson learned a little bit.
Well, and that's one of those things. You got down. They made a couple quick runs on you. You were tied at 15 in that first quarter. Then they went on a 9-0 run and had another one like that in the third quarter. And, you know, all of a sudden it's a, you know, 25-30 point game. But to your girls' credit, once again, and we've seen this a couple times this year, that, you know, they got down, but yet they're still out there playing hard. Going after it, you know, being aggressive, still trying to score points, still playing good defense, and just not ever giving up.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the first half, you look at the critical things of one is against a team like this, we've got to shoot well, mm-hmm. and not only did we not shoot well, we shot very poorly. So one thing is, you know, we had that we'd forced under 20 turnovers, and you look. Even against good teams that we've lost to, we've usually gotten them up around 30. And so if you just looked at the statistics of our three-point percentage at the end of the first half and the forced turnovers, you know things aren't in good shape for us. No. And then you probably don't put the worst stat for us was their domination of the boards. And no. So, you combine those things and, you know, they're a dominant team for a reason, and they did it in those particular areas that way. And stuff, but you know, it's I told our kids that it's something of we can't schedule teams like this and then go nuts and say, you know, gosh, you know, we didn't compete with them. Mm-hmm. That what we got to do, learn from them. I think in the first half I was disappointed. There was a point we got down. I thought we quit competing some. I thought later in the game we did. Mm-hmm. And hopefully if we get down the line, and you know, whether it would be if we were fortunate enough to get far enough to, you know, play a regional championship or a sectional or something like that, that at a certain point you're always going to play people that have a name that can scare you. And hopefully this is something we can refer back to and use that.
Well, I commented in during a couple of those runs that it was somewhat reminiscent of, you know, when, during that streak of nine trips to the state tournament and some of your games at that time where, you know, you'd be watching the game and just all of a sudden, boom, there's a short run, there's another short run, and you know, the game's kind of out of reach at that point. That's kind of what this looked like with just, I mean, they had such length, they were tall, they were athletic, and just, you know, it's tough. It's tough on your guards out there with a 6'1 guard with long arms out there guarding you.
Yeah, and I think what you find in the style we're playing is that as athletes, you know, it doesn't matter if it's track and field or basketball, there's times you competitively are flat, and it's not a purposeful thing, but it happens. Mm-hmm. The style we're playing exposes that some, and you look, they did a nice job in the half court of spread the floor, and what you'd find is our kids were not sound in their rotation at all. We'd trap, and what we'd find, there'd be a two people trapping, and we'd have a couple people sagging back into the lane or something like that instead of rotating, so it exaggerates. But, you know, there's always room to, you know, to grow and learn. I tried in, you know, thought going into this game that if we'd see if there were some different ways of rotating would be positive. And one of the things that we tried in the second quarter for this about 3.5 minutes or four was we went to a shorter rotation with eight kids. And, you know, that's something that, you know, is good to look at. It might be in the tournament we'd use a little bit and saw, you know, some kids could handle longer rotations than others. And then in the second half, it was good of the opportunity of just saying, you know, play with pride.
Right.
Let's play hard. Let's finish it off. And went, you know, three groups of five rotating in. And I thought we had some young kids that did a nice job that, you know, it was a good thing of, you know, us getting, you know, like Emma Junk, her first chance to get to play. Jessica Lieber, we got her playing a little bit of point guard. And then I thought Myra Diggins really did a nice job. There were some things on the press where she didn't get the steal, but because of her pressure created it. So there's, you know, we can take some things from here.
Well, fun atmosphere, and you're ending the series with this team. It's, I mean, it gets to the point, it's such a huge school. Their enrollment, what, 41-51. They're just so big at this point, so you're not going to be playing them anymore. But it's just nice. You know, I know you had a chance to talk with former Streak Mike Campbell. Of course, you have former Knox football coach Randy Oberham here as the athletic director. So just a nice setting for this.
Yeah, and I mean, you look that obviously in terms of tradition of, you know, our kids are overwhelmed that they've got all their banners for all their state championships that they've got more than anyone. I think the kids counted up 104 state championships in all the sports. And
amazing.
In sports, some of our kids have never even heard of. But you go out and they you know, it's an old building without even a lobby with trophies there where there's, like, trophy cases that go longer than Galesburg High School's whole thing that are just filled only with state championship things. So it's you know, definitely New Trier and Galesburg are more than just 3 hours apart in terms of the, you know, northern suburbs of things. So hopefully it's something the kids will remember as an experience.
Now what, rest of the night, you guys going to go watch the Bulls game tonight?
Yeah, we're going to go watch the Bulls game, and we'll pick up some tips there and see what we can do with it. And the good the good news is I heard the Badgers won again today. I don't know if Illinois played tonight.
7:30 tonight, right? Michigan State.
Right here.
Yep.
Yeah. So don't they usually save the? Isn't it supposed to Saturday night? Supposed to be one of the top games.
Exactly.
Yeah,
see, there
exactly.
you go.
That's why the Badgers were in the afternoon.
Oh.
Well, I guess cause it might be because of Michigan State. I don't know, but anyway,
we'll see.
Coach, thank you very
Thanks.
Much. Appreciate your time. That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post game. We'll take our final timeout. Come back and run down our statistics and name our day's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
F&M Bank and WGIL congratulate Trinity Lutheran Church, this week's Hometown Hundreds winner, nominated by Joanne Martinez of Galesburg. Congratulations from WGIL.
We mentioned 7:30. You can hear that action right here as they play host to the Michigan State Spartans at Assembly Hall in Champaign. Let's take a look at our final statistics brought to you by Bill Beth's Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg. Streaks led in scoring by Jessica Howard, 17 points on 5 3-pointers. 11 points for Sarah Baker, including a 3-pointer and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 9 points for Shelby Pacheco, including 3 for 4 from the line. 8 points for Ty Peachy. She hit a couple of threes. 5 for Maddie Boyer. three-pointer and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Jamie Johnson, including a 3, 1 for 2 from the line. Myra Diggins with 4 points on a basket, 2 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Jessica Lieber on a basket and a free throw on a traditional three-point play. Streaks 13 for 15 from the line. They hit 10 three-pointers in the game. For New Trier, they were led by Molly Quirk. She scored 16 points. This is a young lady who's going to Duke to play lacrosse, and that's actually one of the top lacrosse programs in the country. That's pretty impressive. You got to be a heck of an athlete, and she was.
Well, it's interesting that Northwestern's letting her get away because Northwestern has the top program in the country.
That's true because they just won the national championship, didn't they?
Years in a row.
Yeah, yep. So Quirk was 16 to lead the way, 12 apiece for Abby Schmidt, Maggie Lyon, and Amy Hart. 9 points for Jessica Blackwell off the bench. 2 for Lainey Teska. 5 points for Haley Campbell. 1 point for Molly Morrison. 4 points for Liz Petty. 2 points for Kate Friedley. And 3 points for Megan Hoke. 4 three-pointers in the game for New Trier. 6 for 11 from the free throw line.
Well, the Streaks just did not shoot well in this game, and unfortunately this is really the second straight game that we've seen that they've been a little flat shooting the basketball. The Almond game, too, they were pretty flat, and which is interesting because it came off one of their best shooting games of the season, probably their best shooting game of the season against Bloomington, but 11 for 47 from distance, 10 of 22 from the field, so 23% from three, 30% all overall from the field. You said 13-15 for the free throw line. Yep. 31 of 59 for twos for New Trier. 2 of 4 of 6 from downtown. So they shot 54% from the field. So pretty solid game there by them. Rebounding, as Coach said, they got out-rebounded. It was 48-35 in favor of the Trevians. And offensive rebounds, the Streaks were able to make a little hay there in the second half. 21-20, they still got out-rebounded, but not by near as much. However, I had them for only 16 turnovers, 18, though, for the Trevians. So Streaks are doing a better job handling the basketball. It's just that those shots are not falling. And, you know, realistically, Tom, it was a couple big stretches in this game kind of pushed it away. There was a 14-0 stretch from the point where it was 15-15 until New Trier went up 29-15 early in the second quarter. And then from early in the third quarter to late in the third quarter, the Trevians went on a 24-3 run. So those two runs, you know, that's a plus 35 for New Trier, and that pretty much was the game right there.
And they happened so quickly. I mean, just like that, boom, there was 9, then, you know, 15 points or whatever. Just, you know, quick turnovers and quick baskets. They were getting down and getting some easy baskets, and which is part of the reason they shot so well from the field.
Yeah, and you know, when you're getting a lot of layups, and you know, we've seen all season long, this is something the Streaks do give up a lot of, is the easy layups and the short hoops right down here off the break. And you know, most teams, and I think ultimately the Streaks have done a better job overall of getting back, but these quicker teams, they're going to have an issue with, you know, pretty much from here on out. We're going to probably see a lot of the same from Moline up at Wharton, and we will probably see some issues once the Streaks, you know, maybe see Rocky again in the regional.
Final once again, 80-66. New Trier defeats the Streaks. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Well, this is a young lady who has not gotten very much varsity playing time, plays full-time on the sophomore team and came up. Evan mentioned her in our interview with him. Came up and did some good things defensively. Also got in there, got a basket, got an offensive rebound, and didn't get the put back up. Got fouled, went to the line and hit a couple of free throws. So you just try to find some bright spots and individual players that may have done something well. This young lady was able to do that today for the Streaks.
Well, and she adds an element that the Streaks don't have a lot of, and that's just flat athleticism.
Yeah.
She was able to get her, as you said, her first varsity points, and this was her most elongated playing time on the varsity so far. And, you know, Myra Diggins, a very nice night, and very deserving of the honor.
So Myra Diggins, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, it doesn't get any easier. Thursday night, Wharton Fieldhouse, the Moline Maroons.
It's never a positive thing when you play a team that's above the other team that you just played in the 4A ranking. So
unbelievable.
coming in with just one loss on the season. You have to play him at home.
Yeah, I didn't get. I actually forgot to mention to Coach Massey about the little ceremony and plaque they presented him with here before the game today about his 700th win. That was actually a really nice thing as well. I know he was surprised.
Yeah, well, they told me before the game when they told me about it that they weren't going to tell him, and he definitely looked surprised while he was leaning over on the scorer's table.
Well, we'll do it again Thursday night at Wharton Fieldhouse. The Streaks and the 26-1 Moline Maroons, possibly 27-1. You never know against Richwood today. You would think that would be the case.
Richwood says athleticism, though. Yeah. I guess you do never know, and they have the players that could match that Moline team, but Moline just, you know, the depth they have is just sickening.
Yeah, also a difference, no John Gross on the Richwood's bench. We saw what a difference that makes.
Yeah, yep, definitely.
Well, had a nice time here at Nutrier. They were a very gracious hosts. Enjoyed our time here. Wish we could have had a better outcome in the ball game, but once again, you know, outstanding ball club we lost to.
Definitely, and you know, and Coach is right. You have to use these games as learning experiences, and I think that's exactly what he'll do. He has now, 4 days to really teach the girls from this game, and I think it'll be important. You know, you finish the season off with this stretch of six hard games. No disrespect to our regional, but going into that, then it doesn't. You know, it's a much different. Feeling once you've got done with teams like this.
Yeah, and especially for those girls walking out on the court against what they saw today, what they're going to see Thursday. You're not going to see in that regional opener a 6-1 quick guard that can do everything.
Point guard that can do just about everything. So, I'm pretty sure unless Geneseo or Dixon had a transfer that we haven't heard
something.
About, it's not going
to
happen.
Thanks again to Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan. They provide our transportation, all the road games. Check out the 2010 Nissan Xterra, Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, just off the square, downtown Galesburg. Thanks to our studio engineers today, Nick Devlin and Eric Hansen. Final once again, Nutrier beats the Galesburg Silver Streaks 80-66. From Winnetka, I'm Tom Meredith for Eric Gibson saying good afternoon.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.